VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This is CJ Jacinto. I'm here with Lee Marable. Griff is on sabbatical. And this open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
We're awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. Our lines are open right now, and we're speaking with CJ Jacinto, who's also my co-host today, and she's giving us some of her secrets of how to be a good seller on eBay. She teaches this subject, you know. So, CJ, do you do buy it now or auctions?
I do both. And because I sell a lot of one-off as well, I do my research first. And if I can find out what its value is on eBay, I do a fixed price listing. But if I'm uncertain, like in that paperweight I spoke about earlier, I start that as an auction, and I start it not at 99 cents, but I'll start it at a price that I am willing to accept. So I actually started that paperweight at $49, which was a tremendous value considering it went up to $265.
So do you think if you had started it at 99 cents, you would have gotten that same amount of money? Yes, no?
No.
Okay.
It's certainly possible. It's not an absolute no, but I stood the danger of selling it for 99 cents, and that's what I wasn't willing to risk.
So a lot of people, when they look at that item and they're going to list it and they're looking at its worth, they say, well, it's going to cost me $6.82 to get this item from my house to New York.
Correct.
And they'll start it at $7. How do you feel about that?
I feel that does the same thing. Let's look at a Waterford glass that you would have spent $50 for in the department store. When I see that glass for $7, I'm saying to myself, what's wrong with it? It's got to have a chip in it. I bet you it's milky. Nobody would sell a $50 glass for $7. But if I see that Waterford glass for $39.99 with free shipping, which is the minimum I'm willing to accept for it, somebody's getting a better value than they can't go out and buy one in their own neighborhood for less than $50. And that's where I find just being on the low side of the value, just being a really good price. Now they believe that glass is worth more.
Makes sense. Ron Lowe, Oilerman 21,
yes,
is on the line with us, CJ. He has a question for you, CJ. What's your question or comment, Ron?
Okay. CJ, if you offer free shipping and you give them three shipping options, is it just the first one that's free and the other two the buyer pays?
It's just the first one that's free, the one at the top of the page in calculated shipping. And the other options, they have to pay for.
That sounds great. Thanks.
And, you know, some people, they want that thing right away. And that's why it's a good idea to have those other options, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to start doing that, offering three options all the time.
And what are the three, CJ?
Well, there's two categories that we fit our goods into. One that weighs less than 16 ounces, where your first option is first class parcel. And your second option would be priority. If it starts weighing more than 16 ounces, you no longer are able to ship first class parcel. So now we switch it to parcel select and priority.
Gotcha.
I still use the calculator every time. I just put in that little click when it's free shipping on the least expensive.
You've got to remember to click that, because when you come out, if you've had it, it's reset.
Correct.
Yep.
You know, there's another thing. What is it worth for you to know what an item is worth? The smart kids at the eBay Data Labs have come out with a nifty new beta that you can search to price just about anything. You simply put in your keywords. For example, jigsaw puzzle, CJ, you could put
Correct.
In. Or Wysocki jigsaw puzzle if you want more specific information. And you'll get both new and used trending sales. And What's It Worth is just one of two cool tools that you can find at datalabs.ebay.com. Again, that's...
Can you put that out on the... can Betsy put that out so I can copy it?
See, Ron knows exactly how to run our show. We could just bring him in here and let him run it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's...
Okay,
it's
and, you know, with all this good stuff coming out, Seller Hub, this right now... We aren't going to, and I shouldn't say this because this is our advertisers, but we might not need as much of these outside applications as we used to.
And then you'll have to be a sponsor, Ron. So there's, I wanted to tell you about the one other tool that's on datalabs.ebay.com because the other one shows you what's most popular on eBay.com, eBay UK, and eBay Germany, and it's broken out by most sold, most watched, and most viewed items, so you can check out what it's worth, what's it worth, and most popular at datalabs.ebay.com. Ron, wonderful to hear your voice, and again, congratulations today. We're dedicating this entire show to you. Thank you so much, and we're dedicating it to Oilerman 21, who is the voice you just heard there, because he's come such a long way in such a few short months. So did you know about these things, datalabs.ebay.com, CJ, or did I teach you something?
I did know about them, and they're fairly new, and I actually have used them, and it's a real quick way when you're in a big hurry to get some quick information. So definitely something that you might want to use when you're out shopping. And when I go out shopping, I tend to try to find one new item that scares me.
Really?
One new item that I don't know anything about. And I will do a quick research to find out, am I buying something that's only worth 99 cents, or am I buying something that has potential to be a new category in my store? So I'll use that. I'll use Terapeak. I'll use WorthPoint.
The first thing I always do as a newbie, I'm still a newbie, the first thing that I do is I check on eBay for sold, to see if it was sold on eBay before and how much.
Sure.
Then I go to Terapeak and or WorthPoint, because if it's an antique or collectible, you might want to go to WorthPoint to figure that out. And now we have datalabs.ebay.com, so it should be interesting to watch what happens there with that one. So, CJ, so you buy something that challenges you, basically, something you haven't sold before, and you bring it home. Other than that, paperweight you were talking about, what's a good example of that that you've done?
Well, actually, coffee mugs is a good example. I kept seeing coffee mugs everywhere and finally decided, okay, I've heard that people do okay with those. I want you to know that coffee mugs pays one mortgage payment a year. And you end up paying a quarter, 50 cents for a coffee mug, and it makes one mortgage payment a year.
I only put one up there so far, and I sold it right away, and it was a coffee mug that I got at the Nixon Memorial, and it was of Nixon and Elvis, you know, that famous picture
sure.
in the Oval Office, and it was of Elvis and Nixon in the Oval Office, and I sold it online. It was one of the first things that I sold in my second coming. My first coming, I sold a few shirts many years ago, eBay radio shirts, as a matter of fact. But, you know, the mug went well. So what kind of mugs do you look for?
I look for stuff that is no longer being made and that has some kind of a saying or is cute, and collectible mugs like Starbucks.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Starbucks. So you go into a Starbucks. I don't frequent Starbucks, but I've stayed in a couple of hotels lately that had a Starbucks. You go in and you see these brand new in a box, you know, mug that they're selling that's got maybe, the last one I saw was Starbucks Las Vegas. Okay. Should you buy these new and put them away?
Not necessarily. It's like
it's a crapshoot.
Trying to pick, pick the best toy for this year. Some of them work, some of them don't, but usually city Starbucks mugs are more collectible and will get you a better value than other Starbucks mugs. Also, holiday Starbucks mugs.
Ah, okay. So if you got any of those around, you might want to list them because CJ says so, and she ought to know. How many years have you been selling on eBay, CJ?
I've been selling for 14 years on eBay.
And you were, of course, it's your full-time career.
It's my full-time career. I didn't start out that way, but I found that when I no longer looked forward to going into the real estate office, I gave up real estate and turned that into more eBay time.
So between your selling car parts and stuff for a major corporation, you became a real estate agent?
After I left retail, I thought, I'm going to try this real estate stuff. Sounds like a good profession. Lots of women do it. I should be able to do it. And it wasn't that it wasn't a good career. It wasn't that it wouldn't make money. It wasn't as fun as eBay.
There you have it. It's a lot of work. My daughter, Elisa, is a real estate agent in Southern California. Not an easy job at all. I know that. So selling on eBay becomes easier, first of all, because you can do it in your nightgown. Secondly, you're your own boss. A couple of good reasons right there to sell on eBay.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping to the online community since 1999. Coming up next, today's very last segment of eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 380.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. During live eBay radio broadcasts, many shared a tip or two at the microphone for a better eBay experience.
Hi, my name is Wendy, and I'm very new to this. My tip is that when you just start out, you have to find a really good friend, like my friend Mary, who just talked, so you can text her at 6 o'clock in the morning when you want to know how to ship something, what's the best approach, how much to sell something for, or just how to get your way around on the app. And it's really been hugely beneficial to actually have a friend to buddy up with.
To have the buddy system when you're on eBay.
It's wonderful.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. I'm CJ. I'm Lee Mirabal's guest co-host this week since Griff is on sabbatical.
And the last I heard, well, Griff kept mentioning September 13th, but I think it's the 9th. We'll let you know as soon as we know when the Griffalo will be back. CJ, what you got going on over there about WaterPik? What's happening?
Well, WaterPik has launched a year-long charity auction campaign featuring its designer series water flosser.
Okay.
Customized by some of America's favorite celebrities. Every month, WaterPik is auctioning off one water flosser decorated with the creative handiwork of a film, TV, or movie star. The blinged out WaterPik sold as item number 1919, 1715, 4110.
Say it again.
1919.
Got it.
1715.
All right.
4110.
Got it.
And it was created by Tim Allen. Not only did this popular comedian and actor craft a decorated and autographed water flosser, he also threw in two signed headshots plus two limited editions of Tim Allen toolkits. It was hotly contested with 32 bids, and the auction closed at $262.50. 100% of the proceeds went to Hope Lives, a breast cancer support center, through eBay for Charity US.
So you can get a blinged out WaterPik. Always loved Tim Allen. Anyway, you can get a blinged out WaterPik from many famous people, and it's a great way to, you know, help out a charity as well. CJ, you ready to read some upcoming events?
I sure am.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and read the first one?
Well, the last event for August is today, August 23rd, the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup at eBay headquarters tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And their topic is a roundtable discussion of key takeaways from eBay Open and bestseller practices.
Then on September 6th, the Ruston FFX Nova eBay Seller Group Meetup is meeting. And I believe that's the one that she, Hapa Chico, sent me an email on, if I'm not mistaken. She was trying to submit the information and did not get it all submitted. The location will be in Ruston, Virginia. The venue will be announced by the end of the week. And there is a link. If you go to meetup.com/nova-ebay-seller-meetup-events, you will find it. And we did our best, Hapa Chico, to do that today without knowing all of the information we needed to know. How about the next one there?
September 16th, 2016, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group up meetup will be on Friday, September 16th from 6:30 to 9:30 at Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And this one is just question and answers with fellow sellers.
Then on September 26th, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening. That's from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the topic is promoting your listings via the eBay Partner Network. And the speaker is going to be Brian Goodman. Gosh, I haven't spoken to Brian in so long. He's the author of Everything is Negotiable and co-star Spike TV's Thrift Hunter. So that's going on from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner on Monday, September 26th.
And way in the future, after my birthday on October 21st, is Ecom Chicago. It'll be from on Saturday.
On your birthday. It starts on your birthday, CJ.
It starts on the 17th? No, it's after my birthday.
Oh, after your birthday. Okay.
Yep. And I'm just getting my, you know, getting your planning in early.
Exactly. It's the princess method of birthday, and I believe in it.
And from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on October 22nd, that's a Saturday, at the Belvedere Banquets and Events in Elk Grove, Illinois. This is 2 days. It actually goes Friday the 21st through the 22nd, 2 days packed with great information that you can use to start, grow, or streamline your e-commerce business.
So I'm looking it up right now, ecomchicago.com, and we're going to see, oh, Jason Smith, of course, and, oh, Jay and Nay. Nadine's going to be with him. I think they're going to do a show from there. I see John Lawson's beautiful face there as I'm looking at these people. Let's see who else we have coming up. Okay, for the same conference, we have Cordelia Blake, Jeff Cohen, Lynn Drawley, the eBay Queen of Auctions, gotta love Lynn, Brandon Dubsky, who's an e-commerce coach and author, Cliff Enico, our tax buddy, Peter Kearns, director of FeeDvisor, Eddie Levine, Kat Simpson, and Cynthia Stein, Amazon seller and author. So it's going to be pretty much not just eBay, but anybody who sells online.
Well, this is a star-studded eBay event.
Definitely, definitely. A lot of interesting people, so you might want to go to that one. And if you've got an event that you want us to talk about here on eBay Radio, what you do is you just click on the big Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com. You come to our archive site. Up at the top, you will see Seller Resources. Well, first of all, you need to submit a seller event. I'm sorry. That's all the way to the right up at the top. Submit a seller event, fill out the form, and you'll go right into our system. And then if you want to know about an event in your area, if you hover over Seller Resources, click on Seller Events, you'll see where they're going to be. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile-optimized eBay listings. Thank you so much. This Thursday's Ask Griffin Lee will be an encore presentation of an earlier eBay Radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us on eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endesha.com/eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, BULQ.com, the easy way to source.